us.
Broadcasting live all across the country, this is Home Talk on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. Classic Metal Roofing Products, manufacturers of quality metal roofs and accessories, proudly presents the Cajun contractor, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any questions or comments concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, home repairs, or anything that pertains to your home. And now as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the man from the Bayou Land and the host of the show, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
That's the Le Bon Ton Relay. That's right. Let the good times roll right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. We do broadcast live here each week, every week. I am the Cajun Man from the Bayou Lane. I'm the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitution. You know, each week, every week, we do have a different home improvement guest on the show, taking your calls, answering your emails on pretty much anything that has to do with your home. And we have a great addition. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Mr. Doug Hoffman with the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors. We're going to be talking about why it's so important, why it's necessary to have a national testing and certification program for mold remediators. So we definitely look forward to have Doug on the show. Also, we're going to dip into that old email bag. We'll try to get to as many emails as we can. Also, FAQ home tip of the week. Four words that mean big bucks to remodelers. Okay. You know, we do like to do this FAQ home tip of the day. Well, we do have a different tip each week, every week. And so that's what we're going to discuss just shortly. Also, don't forget about our poll question of the week. Listen to this. Have you ever been taken advantage of by a home improvement company? Our online poll right now is running 56%. It's getting close. It's 56 said yes, 44 is saying no. We definitely would like you to participate in our online poll. It's simple. I want to hear from you, 1-800-259-5791. You can go to hometalkusa.com, or you can simply call us here at the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network, Michael King 1350@yahoo.com. Also, we do invite you to check out our website. It is available to you 24/7. 365. Let us help you with your weekend projects. Also, while you're on our website, we ask you to check out Home Talk On Demand now, 24/7, 365. We have our own live internet channel that's now online. You can catch Home Talk each day, every day, providing you the best in home improvement information and education. It's simple. HometalkUSA.com. Look to the left. Click the on-air button. Home Talk On Demand, 24/7. 365. Also, while you're on our website, check out my book, I Will Not Get Screwed by a Home Improvement Contractor. It's a $19.99 value. Do you know that the Better Business Bureau says one out of four of you this year will be involved with some type of complaint with that agency? Do yourself a favor. Do not become a victim. Go to HometalkUSA.com, $19.99. All right. Also, I want to mention that this show is rebroadcast every Sunday morning here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com, 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock each Sunday. If you happen to miss our show on Saturdays, no problem, you can catch the show in its entirety and uninterrupted. Okay, here we go, our FAQ home tip of the week. Four words that mean big bucks to remodelers. I'm going to be giving you some cost-saving tips. Now listen to this. In the throes of a remodel, it's very easy to get carried away. Now, here's how to avoid while we're at a fever pitch, or at least what to consider before you blow your budget. Four things before you start. One thing, a remodel. Get comprehensive bids from several contractors. Have each itemized as much as possible and include costs on all upgrades you might want. Number two, know your finishes. Please, people and contractors, often plug in a budget numbers for items not yet selected. then the homeowner falls in love with something twice as expensive. Avoid this by picking your finishes and fixtures first, and then shopping. Now, know your price limit. Even if you can afford the upgrade, be careful you don't improve for your neighborhood, because you might not get all your investment back right away. Now, rule of thumb is, a good remodeling should always earn at least 80% back if you do it well. Don't overdo and control costs. Make trade-offs. Now, what I want you to do is think of remodeling like dieting. If you have, say, if you have chocolate cake after lunch, then have a salad for dinner. If you decide you love something that adds a significant expense, then what you have to do is cut it somewhere else. Now, try this litmus test, okay? Before making a change order, I want you to ask three questions. If I do this, will I always regret it? In the case of my wood stairs, my personal wood stairs I have, I would have. Believe me, it's too weird. Don't add something too offbeat, like a tanning room with strobe lights. Or you might turn off, say, future buyers. And if this change order basically will finance your contractor's yacht. All right, this is our FAQ home tip of the week. We're going to have it posted up on our website a little later on today at hometalkusa.com. Four words that mean big bucks to remodelers. We do this little tip every week. We hope you enjoy it. And, hey, I want to hear from you. If you happen to agree with me, disagree with me about our advice that we give here on the show, hey, I want to hear from you. That's what we do. It's an open forum. All you have to do is call the show, 1-800-259-5791. Let me have to get to this this email right quick. Listen to this. This comes from our affiliate right there in North Charleston, South Carolina, WJNI, 106.3 FM. This comes from Ruby Diamond from my affiliate. Ruby says, my parents still live in the home I grew up in, and they paid off their mortgage in 1999. We have exploring the idea of me buying the house and renting it back to them until they are ready to move into a retirement community. This would work out well for all three of us, in part because my folks would get a lump sum of cash when the sale closes without having to leave right away. And I would be able to lock in the purchase price at today's distressed levels. What do you think of that idea? To be honest with you, I think it's a pretty good one myself, provided that you structure the deal properly, though. The transaction that you're considering is called a sale leaseback. As you mentioned, your parents would get their cash out of the property as soon as the sale closes without having to move. They probably wouldn't even owe taxes on the profit, provided they are joint tax filers and the net proceeds are $500,000 or less. Now, in the meantime, you could collect monthly rental payments and take all the tax deductions like other landlords enjoy. Plus, you have the flexibility of either move into the property yourself or rent it to new tenants when your parents leave. Now, though a sale leaseback can provide important benefits to everyone involved, you can also raise some sticky tax and legal issues. For example, all three of you can run into trouble with the IRS if your parents don't pay their fair market rent for the home, meaning that you can't cut a sweetheart deal in which your folks would pay, say, a dollar a month. And heaven forbid you should ever find yourself facing the prospect of evicting your parents because they can't afford the rent, or a family dispute prompts them to refuse to pay. All right. We definitely want to thank you for the email. If you have an email question for the Cajun Contractor, it's MichaelKing1350@yahoo.com. All right. When we come back, stay tuned. We're going to have Doug Hoffman from NORME, the National Organization of Mobile Remediators. This is the Cajun Contractor. I'll be right back. Yeah!
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is the Canyon Contractor here, Michael King. It's time to make your walls and ceilings more energy efficient. Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance, from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework, and you won't become a victim.
Infrared blocking, also known as reflective insulation or radiant barrier, is one of the oldest forms of man-made insulation, dating back to the late 1700s. In our everyday lives, we use Low-E. For years, windows were a big problem when it came to heat loss and gain. Now, windows are coated with Low-E coatings. As always, hire a licensed and insured contractor. This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King, with your home improvement tip of the day.
Ted Anderson from Midas, April 4th, 2008. Gold, 901.80. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $928, $457.10 for half, $228.55 for quarter. That's $928, $457.10, and $228.55. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
It's progressing. It's only a matter of time until it's completely taken over our lives. We are entering martial law. Clearly, America has all the signs. There is no time like the present to get prepared by protecting yourself and your family. Find the information you need to arm yourself with an InfoBomb ebook at survivemartiallaw.com. This ebook will tell you everything you need to know about how to prepare and handle living in martial law. The worst part of martial law is the beginning stages. Survivemartiallaw.com. We'll show you how to stay calm and how to act around controlling troops. Get tips on where to store valuables, emergency food, and what signs to look for. Surviving martial law can be difficult, but it is possible. Arm yourself with knowledge, as this will be the only weapon you will have to protect yourself and your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com. That's survivemartiallaw.com. Or call 608-819-8011. That's 608-819-8011 to order this hard-hitting ebook today.
Hometalk USA is brought to you by GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, come to us. Hello, welcome back to the best and home improvement broadcasting excellence. That's right, I am broadcasting here behind the famous Golden Hammer microphone, taking your calls, answering your emails, pretty much anything that has to do with your home. I'd like to welcome some of our affiliates that are now tuning in right now out in the North Charleston, South Carolina area. We have WJNI 106.3 FM that's tuning into the show. Also out in West Virginia, we have WCHS 580 AM. That's tuning in the West Virginia area. We can't forget about Marshall, Texas, KMHT 103.9 FM, or Chris Patty's group down there. Guys, we definitely want to thank y'all for tuning in to Home Talk. If we can help you out in any way, or if we can get some of your experts onto your community down in your area, all you have to do is email me, michaelking1350@yahoo.com. All right, if you want to jump right into the Gumbo Pot, our phone number is 1-800-259-5791, michaelking1350@yahoo.com. Also, we do invite you to check out our website. It is available to you 24/7, 365. Let us help you with your weekend projects. And most importantly, you have complete access to all our industry experts. And talking about an industry expert, we have one right now. He's from the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors. His name is Doug Hoffman. And we're going to talk about basically how important it is to have a national testing and certification program across the nation for mold remediators. And Doug, welcome to the Gumbo Pot. Are you with me right now?
Hey, guy. How you doing? This is Doug.
Hey, Doug. I'm starting. You know me. I'm working you pretty hard today, and I.
I'm telling you. I'm staying with you. What's happening,
I
man?
I know you. Well, you know, we're spreading the love all across the country. And, you know, this show goes out everywhere, and our family's getting a little bigger. And, you know, we are actually on 5 networks now that carries this program. But first of all, let's talk about Normie, a little bit about your organization. And I know you're in a quest, and you got the support of this show behind it, because I think it's a worthwhile effort to get some these mold remediators certified. So first of all, tell us a little bit about Normie and your functions and exactly what you do.
Absolutely. NORMI is the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors, and we're really a certifying agency, an educational training organization, where our mission includes training not only the public, but also mold professionals. And so we have classes all over the country, classes dealing with mold inspection, indoor air quality problems, mold remediation. And as you know, as a state training provider for the state of Louisiana, one of only 2 states that actually have licensing laws for remediators, we're really trying hard to get the message out that we want every state to have their mold professionals licensed and so that they can be trained and certified by an agency like us. And we've put up on our website a licensing law. The whole purpose of that is that hopefully legislators that out there in the different states that have control over contractor licensing will take a look at that law and see the need for and the value of it so that the public can be protected from people who are working in the mold industry and really don't know what they're doing and how the remediation project should be done.
All right, stop it right there, and you're right, because that's how I got involved in the show. You know, over the last 4.5 years, we've gotten a lot of calls and emails on, different problems with mold. Our government is putting some bad information out there. Even the big box stores are putting some bad information out there. And I personally made it my pet peeve to find out the truth and looking for a way to put some good information, the correct information, because I'll give you 2 examples we're talking about. First one happened about a month ago when we had a call from New York, a listener in one of our, I think Messina, New York. We have an affiliate up there and was listening to the show, and they actually had a contractor, looked pretty nice, that actually had a bleach bottle on a belt, looked professional. Mm-hmm. And he was charging $5,000 to go in people's homes and mm-hmm. just spray bleach to clean the mold out.
Right.
And this was mold remediation.
Right.
And when that happened, enough was enough, you know.
Yeah.
And then last week on my show, we had a call from California where a lady had a mold problem. She wanted to get it taken care of. And she had some remodeling issues, some deterioration issues. She goes to a big box store. They just tell her, go get some bleach right off the shelf, and that would take care of her mold problem. So
right.
It is a problem because we don't have no standard education or training out there other than your organization.
Well, that's right, and I think what's interesting is that if you stay on top of this technology and you find out what's out there in the marketplace that will actually take care of mold, whether it's chemicals or air purification equipment, whatever it happens to be that can actually be used as a biocide, you realize pretty quickly that you don't have to use the toxicity that you deal with when you use bleach. You know, bleach is actually an EPA-registered product, and it's registered as a disinfectant. It's not even registered as an antimicrobial. And so what we talk about is catch up to speed with a lot of the data that's out there. There's new testing data that was done by Oregon State University proving what we've been talking about for several years, that bleach will make that mold go clear, but it's certainly not going to take care of the microflora or the biofilm and kill the mold that's there. So it's really important that people be trained properly, and that's why we're kind of on our mission to make sure that we get the word out and train people how to deal with these problems so that they can protect themselves.
Yeah, you said something that's really startling. There's only two licensed tested states, and a third one's coming aboard in Florida, but that doesn't take effect until 2010.
Right.
I can remember 4.5 years ago when I first started this show, when one of my pet peeves is the license and testing and insurance of contractors. That's how
right.
I started my show.
Right.
When I started my show, there was only 5 licensed tested states, and that blew my mind.
Yeah.
I thought every state gave a test for a general contractor, and that was
right.
not true. Now there's 23 states,
right.
and now 17 are reciprocating. So when you put the word out there and you start really pounding on people, now it's time for the mold remediation states to really start regulating the mold remediation business, because who's suffering at the end is the consumer, because they don't know who to believe.
Well, that's right, and you know as well as I do that there are a lot of contractors out there that have taken advantage of people, not really because they necessarily want to, but because they don't know what they should be doing. They hear that there's a lot of mold, or a lot of money in the mold business, and so they just go about doing what they think works rather than doing what they know works, and unfortunately everybody pays the price for it. We've heard story after story after story. In fact, we have, as you can imagine, a lot of people who come to our classes have been looking for a training organization that will really tell the truth and be forthright about what works and what doesn't work. And that's just drawn a lot of people to our classes, whether they're homeowners or property owners or people who are working in the profession. There's a real vacuum, Michael, for training, and we're trying to fill that void by offering not only on-site classes but online classes to help people really learn what they need to learn about mold so they don't get themselves
in trouble.
All right,
Doug, hold on right there. I'm up against the clock. Don't go anywhere. I'm up against the clock. Got to go.
This is the Cajun contractor here, Michael King, building a handicap ramp to make it skid-proof. Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance, from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework, and you won't become a victim.
There are a few ideas to make a deck surface skid-proof. One is to mix fine sand in the paint when painting the surface. The other is to stain it with some type of semi-transparent stain without the sand. But the one I prefer is to nail a thin quarter-inch cleats on the floor. Slant them on an angle for the water to drain. And remember, always hire a state-licensed insured contractor. This is Michael King at HomeTalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from 2-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is done documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store online today.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, comment ça va. Hello, welcome back. That's right, I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land. I'm the originator. Not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitution. America's only self-proclaimed home expert. I'm a licensed, tested contractor where I do broadcast to you here each week, every week, taking your calls, answering your emails, and pretty much anything that has to do with your home. We do have an expert guest on the show each week to help guide us, to give us some great advice and great information. And if you want to jump right into the gumbo pot, though, our phone number is 1-800-259-5791, MichaelKing1350@yahoo.com. I want to mention that this show is rebroadcast on the Genesis Communication Radio Network. That's GCNlive.com every Sunday morning, 7 to 10 o'clock Central Time. So if you happen to miss our show on Saturday, no problem. You can catch the show rebroadcast, refeeded on the Genesis Communication Radio Network. Also, we do invite you to check out our website. It is available to you 24/7, 365. And while you're there, I'd like you to check out Home Talk On Demand now. That's right, Home Talk On Demand. It's now available to you 24/7, 365. We have our own live internet channel that's now online. You can catch Home Talk each day, every day, providing you the best in home improvement information, education. We have about 150 past shows onto the site, so all the shows that we do on Saturday live, we load them up on a computer and just think, Home Talk On Demand, 24/7, 365. All right, we're talking a little about mold remediation, the certification and licensing and testing of mold remediators, the problem. I'm talking to Doc Hoffman with the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors, NARMI for short. They are a national testing and licensing, testing certification program for contractors, talking about a national effort to do some testing and certification of mold remediators. Doug, let's talk about some of the programs that you're sponsoring that NARMI's behind that I know you personally are very proud of.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. I appreciate that. We do training, not only our mold inspection training and also mold remediation for professionals, but we have a couple of new programs that are really exciting. We do what's called a FRAP program, which is a first responders awareness program, where we go in for free and talk to paramedics and also to police stations, to fire stations, and really present to them some of the concerns that they should have when they go into environments where there might be some mold or biological contamination. So this is a program that we offer, our members offer for free throughout the country to any kind of first responders. It's called the FRAP program. And we also have another program that I think is really exciting is our biocide applicators training. It's something that can be done online. And the exciting thing about it, Michael, is there's some pretty tremendous technologies out there now, green technologies for chemical, instead of using chemicals for cleaning surfaces. And one of the products that we have now that we're talking about is a product that can be put on 2x4s during the dry-in stage that will give the contractor or the homeowner a 30-year mold remediation warranty. And there's just not been a lot of products out there that would have that kind of staying power and a guaranteed warranty backed by an insurance company. So we're real excited about these kinds of programs because they're not only unique, but I think there's a real demand to have this kind of information out there.
Yeah, because, you know, you have the strength of your organization to do a lot of testing and a lot of programs to, you know, if you're going to test and certify, you know, I guess what you want to offer the whole package, you know.
Right.
I think that's a smart, thing on your, you know, on your part.
Yeah. Well, our classes are always centered around this idea that you can have a healthier environment, whether you're living in a home that you've built from scratch or a home that you've moved into that's you're trying to fix up. You can live in a healthier environment as long as you deal with the three major areas that need to be dealt with, and that's air purification, surface protection, that's using the right kinds of green technologies and chemicals, and lifestyle changes. And with those three things, you really have a holistic approach to healthier living. And, of course, that's good for everybody because, as you know, a lot of people react very negatively to mold and other types of microorganisms in their environment. Either they have allergy reactions to those or they're sick all of the time, or sometimes it's just that they're tired and lethargic. So we really think that cleaning up the environment indoors, all of our guys are trained to be environmental consultants, and really being able to clean up the indoor environments is just a really better way to live.
And completely consistent to the green aspect of the industry. You know, everybody wants to build green, eco-friendly products, protect the
right.
earth. Because the bottom line, if we keep destroying the earth, we're not going to have no – we ain't going to have to worry about it anyway.
Well, that's right. And, you know, this whole movement toward the Green Building Council and also all of the EPA green initiatives, somebody's got to make sense of all that. It's tough to understand some of all the details that are involved and what it means to have sustainable technologies and green products. And so that's kind of where we're headed, to make sure that we're doing the right thing in terms of training not only professionals but the public as well.
Now, you have classes all over the country, but different certification classes. Can you mention some of the classes you have right now, that what's going on?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be in Santa Fe, New Mexico next week with a certified mold inspector class. The following week, we're actually going to be in New Orleans. And then we've got mold remediation classes at besttrainingschool.com. There's a whole host of classes that we offer, not only on-site, but online classes, self-study courses. So we've got a lot of opportunities for people who are really interested in learning about these things. We've got a lot of opportunities for people to learn. And, you know, Michael, if they'll write in there, there's a little area there where they can say how they heard about us. If they'll type in there when they apply for a class that they heard from us through your show, through Home Talk USA or Michael King, we'll give them a 10% discount on the cost of any class that they take. So,
make sure you put up that my name on there, not 10% off. You heard it.
That's right. We want to make sure that we give you the credit for all the hard work that you're doing. So we're going to do that for them, and that way we can get more and more people into our classes, which, of course, is what we're all about.
Now, I was thinking something a little different. I mean, you know, it's the certification of contractors and that wants to be mold remediation, but you have just educational contractors for contractors or ordinary citizens, homeowners, that just want to learn a little bit more about mold. You offer that too, non-certification classes, don't you?
Absolutely. We're open to anybody who wants to learn. We have a lot of homeowners that come to our classes, no doubt about it.
All right, don't go nowhere. I got to step away. We're talking to Doug Hoffman. He's with the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors, Normie for short. I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, and you're listening to Home Talk right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. I'll be right back. Yeah. This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. Have windows that are very hard to open or close? Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance, from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework, and you won't become a victim.
Windows, especially friction fit ones, are supposed to be tight. That's how they seal against the cold. But to help them open and close easy, rub candle wax on the edges and other moving parts of the window. Don't use WD-40 because they won't stay up. The wax will last longer and not get gummy as bar will. Remember, always hire a state licensed insured contractor. This is Michael King at HometalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
Hey there. This is your radio talking.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your power needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican. Find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, Kosovo, hello, welcome back. I am the Cajun Man. From the Bayou Land. I'm the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitution. I am broadcasting here behind the famous Golden Hammer microphone, taking your calls, answering your emails. Each week, every week, we do have a different home improvement expert on the show where we have a discussion of the topics that are happening now as we're speaking. On the line right now, we have Doug Hoffman with the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors, Normie for short, talking about his organization and their effort, national effort, to come up with a standardized testing and a certification program for mold remediators. And if you want to jump right into the gumbo pot, it's simple, 1-800-259-5900. 5791. Doug, what has been the resistance, though? Let's get back to the licensing and testing. What has been the resistance in the states or that you're running across that, like, you shake your head and you said you can't believe this?
Well, I think that's a really good question, Michael. The fact is that the states that are looking at this, and there are many that are, their main concern is just the cost of the, you know, the regulation. A lot of times they pass a law that requires licensing, then they've got to have a regulatory agency like a licensing board or contractors board, public health department. Somebody has to actually regulate then the licensing process. So that gets, you know, sometimes kind of costly. But I tell you the interesting thing that really is probably the biggest holdup to the licensing of the mold industry is that a lot of legislators that we talk to really don't understand that the mold process, removing mold, remediation, and also inspection process is totally different from anything else that's out there. We talked to two states that had actually taken the word asbestos out of their licensing law, their asbestos law, which, of course, had been in place for a long time, and just substituted the word mold for asbestos. And as you know, they're totally different types of contaminants. The way you do abatement on asbestos using water and so forth, you're not going to do that with mold. So I think a lot of it is just a basic misunderstanding in how different and unique the mold industry really is.
Yeah, and that's why we try to do this show, to help educate and inform, because, you know, that's why I'm behind it, because, you know, I get the horror stories, the emails, the questions, and the stuff that's out there. And I share this story with everyone. I remember a couple of years ago, the young girl in California that actually the lumber was contaminated with mold.
Uh-huh.
And they built a home, and the lady, I think it was like a $32 million judgment, that the little girl has brain damage because
of the
toxic mold actually in the building materials.
Yeah. Well, you were talking before the break about the types of people that come to our classes, and it's just been fascinating to me of the people that are driven to our classes, and sometimes they're professionals, obviously, but just like our class today, we had an air conditioning contractor, electrical engineer. We had a person there that was interested primarily on the indoor air quality side. We had a person there that was a nurse that was interested primarily in their own kind of home. We've had DEA agents, believe it or not, public health officials. So the word is getting out there, and we're finding a lot of people that are interested in this subject. It's just a matter of, you know, staying the course and letting people know that we intend to make a difference, and we will.
Well, I did bring that up. You know, the thing about ordinary citizen, you don't have to just, you know, want to get licensed or tested or in mold remediation. If you just want to get educated, your program is great for the ordinary homeowner.
Well, that's exactly right. And you know licensing laws just like I do. One of the wonderful thing about the United States is that any licensing law that requires a contractor to be licensed will still allow the homeowner to do work on their own home. You know, we don't ever want to stop people from being able to do, you know, work on their own houses. And so we have a lot of people who are homeowners that really want to learn how to do the remediation process. They want to find out if there's mold in their home, what they can do to clean it up and make it, you know, a healthier home. So we just have a lot of homeowners that come to our classes because there's really nowhere else that they can learn the kinds of things that we're going to teach them.
Well, it's going to be a hard battle, but you know you have this show behind you. That's why we like to try to get you on at least once a month to keep us updated. Any other updates you want to talk about before I have to let you go?
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, we're looking at a lot of new trainings, a lot of new classes, and we're just very excited about the future of the opportunities that we have to really get the word out, not only in the mold industry, but also in the indoor air quality side, the general contracting side. We've got our new Healthier Home warranty that's in place, our Healthier Home certification for builders. So there's just a lot of things happening. And our website at normie.org is a great resource for people who are looking for education, either, as I said, on site or online, self-study courses. We have a great customer service department that can help people answer their questions.
Doug Hoffman, Normie, normie.org. Thank you for being on the show, my friend, and have a good one, and keep me posted.
Thank you, Michael. You take care.
All right, we got to take a short break. You're listening to Home Talk right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. When I come back, I've got some emails to read. Be right back.
This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. Have an exhaust fan losing quite a bit of heat? Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance, from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework, and you won't become a victim.
It's a good idea to use the fan to exhaust house air that might be stale or full of excess water vapor. If you ventilate more often, you can use styrofoam as sort of a door, not fiberglass. It will be easier to put up and take down as you ventilate. Remember, always hire a state licensed insured contractor. This is Michael King at HometalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Home Talk USA is brought to you by GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, welcome back to this final segment of the best 3 hours on the air today, on the weekend. That's right. I am the Cajun man from the Bayou Land. I'm the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitution. All right, we're going to close out our online poll. Have you ever been taken advantage of by a home improvement company? 56% of you said yes. 44% of you said no. All right. We want to thank everybody for participating in our poll, but we will leave it up on our website at HometalkUSA.com. We're going to leave it there all week until about Friday. And then we'll have a new poll next week. We love doing these polls because, I tell you, it gives us a good idea of what you're thinking out there. All right. Let me go ahead and grab this email right quick. We have an email that came in from Robert Ranarez. Robert wants to know, hi, Michael, I have plastered walls and ceilings. How can I find the studs with a stud finder? My room doesn't have baseboards. I measured 16 inches from the corner wall, and it took a few minutes to find my first stud. I hammered a small nail every so many inches apart. After that, it was easy. Now, the ceiling is something else. I cannot go into the attic to see what way the joists are running. I have two artificial knees, and I cannot get up there. Is there any better way to find the studs in the ceiling without nail testings? Thank you for your time. Bob or Robert Renares. Yeah, Bob, it's easy. They got what you call a nail finder. It's just like a stud finder. Basically, this is the way it works to make it easy. Is that this is how you locate the joist in the ceiling. Now, first of all, you need to look the way your roof is laid out. Now, remember that the joists runs the same way as the roof pitch, long ways from front to back. So just look the way your roof pitch is running, and it's running the same way as your pitch, and it runs from long ways from front to back. Now, then once you determine which way it runs, then from the inside of the house, what I would do is start right in the middle of your roof ceiling, and what I want you to do is pass your nail finder near the inside of the ceiling. Now, when the nail is located, the nail finder will indicate where the joist is and then mark it. So basically what I'm telling you, start right inside the middle of your home. And once the nail finder indicates that your nail is sitting right there, that means you have a joist sitting there. And I'm telling you, if the house is built up to code, then every 16 inches apart, you can continue the process. We definitely want to thank Robert Renarez for his email. And if you have an email question for the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, our email address is michaelking1350@yahoo.com. All right, there's the band playing. That about does it for this edition of Home Talk. I am the Cajun Man. You can catch us here each week, every week, 3 hours of the best in home improvement broadcasting excellence. Down in Louisiana, we have a saying. It's called Sete Enfants Déjeuner en Toi, La Lucien Contois, L'Ele Legion. Always hire a state licensed insured contractor. Goodbye, and may God bless. See you next week.
Mold and mildew have become one of the greatest environmental health issues of our decade. Countless homes and businesses have been affected by moisture problems. NORMI is the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors, and your area needs more mold inspectors right now. If you or someone you know is looking to start a new career or simply work part-time, call NORMI today at 1-800-419-0539 or log on to www.besttrainingschool.com for detailed information. 800-419-0539. NORMI, training for the 21st century.
If you're an adult,